This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line available to you. You can join our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
On the way here tonight, Melanie's going to be telling us about Pornhub versus YouTube. Is Pornhub an option for people that want to get their content away from YouTube? People are kind of leaving some of these larger platforms now. Elon Musk deleting his Facebook account. Is there an exodus from some of these mega platforms? We'll talk about that. And is Pornhub really an alternative? I don't know. I've never looked into it.
Never tried to upload a video to Pornhub. Sorry.
No, never thought about that. But we'll see about that on the way here. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind as well at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But to start the show tonight, we knew this one was coming. Anybody who has been listening to Free Talk Live talk about Venezuela over the last several years on this program and watching as the socialist nation has just been wreaking havoc on their economy through their insane economic policies like forced or government-mandated exchange rates for currencies, would know that in the past, the Venezuelan government lopped off some zeros from their currency, and they called the new currency the Strong Bolivar. So it was the Bolivar, and then they lopped off some zeros, and they called it the Strong Bolivar, the Bolivar Fuerte.
Yeah, this has been done before. Greece did basically the same thing a couple years ago.
Did Greece lop off some zeros?
They did basically forced deflation, I want to call it.
They took a percentage, that's the same thing.
Cyprus, you're referring to the haircut.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cyprus. Okay, I was thinking that was the same thing as Greece, for whatever reason.
Crete is an island that is shared between Greece and Turkey.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, well, perhaps you're thinking of Crete.
So is it Cyprus that did the haircut, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, what happened in Greece then?
Greece is a financial disaster, and they aren't going to pay their debts to the EU.
Oh, that was the EU thing. Right, right, where the EU loaned them. The EU countries loaned Greece a bunch of money, and they basically are still in hock to them.
They also took out random amounts of money from people.
And they did haircuts.
Out.
They froze the bank accounts and only allowed certain withdrawals.
Right. So what you're saying is the
there won't be a run on the bank because we're disallowing
it. So you're saying the haircut terminology is basically the same thing as lopping zeros off the money.
Yeah, I don't see how that's different at all.
Well, the way they have to go about it is different, right? So I see what you're saying. Like, the results aren't ultimately different in that it's deflationary. The way they have to go about this one is, well, they're setting a deadline because they're doing it again. This is why I was saying that this one was predictable, right? They've done it in the past, and now Venezuela's central bank has announced that, yes, they are going to be deleting three zeros from their currency, the so-called Bolivar Fuerte, according to the story at the Washington Post.
Is it going to now be the Bolivar Super Fuerte?
I don't know if they've renamed it or what's going on with that, but that's an excellent question. Would it be
Super Fuerte or Fuerte Super? I don't know how you would use that in Spanish. But it would be interesting to see if they're just going to use the same bills and, you know, then showing the relationship between money in circulation versus real money, because money in circulation is really only a representation of what is called money these days.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to handle it. We'll learn more here from the story from Reuters and the Washington Post. Economic pledges may be par for the course in election campaigns, but in hyperinflationary Venezuela, The candidate's dueling promises are going further, with the incumbent vowing to lop a few zeros off the currency, while his main challenger is calling for the adoption of the U.S. dollar. In fact, while you're at it, Mark, if you could pull up DollarToday.com, we'll get a current update on what the black market rate of $1, one U.S. dollar in Venezuela is, something we've been following for years here on Free Talk Live. President Nicolas Maduro, late Thursday last week, briefly outlined his monetary rescue plan. Yes, that's right. The same man who absolutely presided over the devaluation of the currency has come up with a plan to save everybody.
It looks like 235,417 Bolivar Fuertes to a dollar.
That's the black market rate. The official rate is 10 to 1, 10 Bolivar to
listed also, yeah.
1 U.S. dollar. And so the real rate, of course, is the one that's closest to 230,000 Bolivar. In a country where a dozen eggs can cost hundreds of thousands of Bolivars amid worsening inflation, he would chop three zeros off the currency, arguably bringing the price for those eggs down to 250 Bolivars. I ask you for all your prayers and support for the success of the monetary reconversion, he said in a televised event Thursday night. Well, that's because you're going to need prayers, because this is not an economically sound policy. And really, the only question is, once they lob off the three zeros, is how long it will take for them to get right back to where they are. Because it did take them a decade, you know, a decade, dozen years or something like that from the last time they did this. It was sometime in the aughts, I think it was, where they, again, devalued the currency by creating the so-called strong Bolivar. And now they're running through the same playbook yet again. But the inflation is much worse now than
so
it was then.
They're already in this deflationary spiral to such a large extent that it... Inflationary spiral to such a large extent that they are really... They're really in trouble. This is nothing.
This isn't
rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah.
Like, this is just kicking a chair to the corner and calling it something. I mean, like, there's not even time, right?
Yeah.
These chairs aren't going to float. Just forget about them. I mean, when Zimbabwe was in hyperinflation and Venezuela, I'd say, Venezuela is in hyperinflation.
Oh, yeah.
Zimbabwe, but
they're not giving out their own numbers, and they haven't since like 2015. The central bank has not issued any official numbers on its inflation rate since 2015.
I've got a $1 trillion Zimbabwe note at home, so I'm a trillionaire.
We have a $10 trillion one here, right?
There's a $10 billion hanging on the wall, just pinned
only
to the wall.
$10 billion? I thought it was $10 trillion. Some trouble reading.
You're right, it's $10 trillion.
$10 trillion.
So we're multi-trillionaires here.
That's right. And it's sitting right next to a Zimbabwe $1 note.
Yeah, they're both worth the same thing. Garbage.
Next to a 2 Bolivar note, the Bolivar Fuerte there with the dolphins on it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's pretty.
It is pretty.
But these things are basically...
toilet paper.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah. In fact, they're probably more plentiful than actual toilet paper in Venezuela, which has been very hard to come by.
Yeah.
Thanks to
at
the economic situation there.
The government has is so bad at paying its debts that the company that prints its dollars, its Bolivar Fuertes,
that's right,
has refused to print them.
Correct.
Like, they're not paying their bills. They don't want to. They're not going to accept Bolivar Fuertes for this bill because they print them. They want real money by their standard, whatever that might be, gold, dollars, ammunition, I don't know. But they want something of value, and they don't feel like it's this.
So we also, of course, have been talking about Venezuela in the situation of them issuing a new cryptocurrency, supposedly. And it's been a while since we've gotten an update on that, so we'll see what we can find out about the status of the petro. But first, more about this grand plan to lob three zeros off of the currency there in a desperate attempt to try to fool people into thinking the Bolivar is actually worth something. The move came as Henri Falcon, a former governor running against Maduro in the elections that are set for May, is proposing a far more radical fix. He wants to follow the path of countries such as Ecuador and Panama by dollarizing the Venezuelan economy. Doing so, he says, would prevent the printing of new bills, instantly constraining inflation. Now, I'm not an economics expert. When they say to dollarize the economy, does that mean to just simply allow dollars to be used legally in the marketplaces, or to peg their currency to the dollar in some kind of way?
Either of those things.
All right, so it's not clear exactly what he's proposing.
It's the same thing. I mean, if you print your own, yeah, you have to have an amount of dollars, you know, to sort of back it up, or right, you have to, you know, base it on how many you let out there just to keep it dollar.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to get healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and our Discord on-air call-in line, which we're going to be going to shortly, is there for you, too. Go to discord.lrn.fm. As soon as our current caller is out, you can jump on in there and take over. So you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com, great destination to go learn about cryptocurrency. Learn about that which started it all. The entire cryptocurrency craze, of course, was started by Bitcoin. So go to Bitcoin.com to get the basics or get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Great place to go and find out what's going on in the world of Bitcoin, which is a very big world and it's global. Go to news.bitcoin.com for the latest information on Bitcoin. As we continue here, we've been talking about Venezuela. There's more to say about that because they've got a plan to chop basically three zeros, apparently, right off of the back end of the Venezuelan price tags by restructuring, redenominating, I guess would be the correct term here. Reconversion is the term that Maduro uses. He's begging for people's prayers and hoping that this succeeds, which, of course, it will not. This is not even a Band-Aid over
prayers
a gushing
prayers don't
wound.
Work in economics.
Right. So, and by the way, this is the guy that talks to birds and says that the birds are Hugo Chavez, that they're speaking through the dead man who he replaced, the former president of the country, speaking through birds to him. He has said that publicly.
So. If prayers worked for economics, then the lottery would be really messed up.
Indeed. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about that and whatever you want to discuss. Big Loaf is on the line, I believe, from North Carolina, and he's in our Discord on-air call-in line room. Hello, Big Loaf.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So, Melanie, thank you for keeping it real. And this question is actually for you, Melanie. So in Buncombe County, which is in the western part of our state, I guess there's some, you know, some a-hole running for sheriff. And evidently he was asked about the, you know, gun confiscation, specifically, would you take it from their cold, dead hands? And he sort of kind of joked about it and said, well, yeah, I guess that's what we got to do, right? So I'm sort of kind of, you know, wondering what your take is on a sheriff who is willing to kill people to get their guns.
I mean, pretty much my same take on all cops, maybe moved up the priority list, but that's not really a moral standard, and it's kind of a meaningless standard because we're not at the first person on the priority list yet, so... I mean, obviously bad. I'm not sure what else you want other than that.
Nothing in particular. I guess that says
enough.
What's
new? I mean, if you look at sheriffs around the country, I imagine if there was some kind of poll of sheriffs, the supermajority would absolutely confiscate guns if that was what they were ordered to do. I suspect you would find
they're not all chomping at the bit to do it, though.
Oh, yeah, but Mark, but they'll do it if they're told, right? And that's just as bad as chomping at the bit.
I think that, some will approach it with more efficiency than others.
Well, I mean, it's more respectable, I guess, if it can even be called that, for somebody to be like, I want to do this and will do it, than somebody who's just like, I'm indifferent, but I just do what I'm told.
Or somebody who's like, I don't want to do this, but I've got to. I'm so sorry, as they're taking guns from
people. Yeah, I mean, they're practically the same, but at least one guy's, like, kind of respectable about it.
Because he's honest and in your face about it?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay, I mean, an honest mobster is still a, you know, bad person, you know, for making offers that they can't refuse, people can't refuse. But they're still a mobster. I guess marginally they're better than...
Oh, yeah, and it's a very small difference, and it's not really a practical difference at all. It's just like, I mean, I would rather, from what I'm told from people who have dealt with the mafia, I would rather deal with the mafia than with, you know, St. Tammany Parish Police Department, because at least the mafia is going to be like, it's going to cost you X dollars, these are the rules, and, you know... This is what's going to happen.
Right. We know the police will confiscate firearms because police already confiscate firearms. They take people who are convicted felons who have committed no crime. other than having a gun to protect themselves, are arrested all the time in this country. And I would point out to those listening and to those that want to see AR's banned that they are disproportionately minorities. So,
yeah,
if you want to ban ARs, you want to send more black people who have not harmed anyone to prison. That's the reality of this. Gun confiscation is racist every single time. Nobody wants to say it because it's the rich white liberals that want to take the guns.
Well,
they
want to
get them out of the hands of other rich white liberals.
Well, they took guns from white people during Hurricane Katrina.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They didn't put them in prison. Is like, there's, this contingent of people who are like, on one hand, like, you know, out of my cold, dead hands. And on the other hand, they're like, you know, worshiping the cops that are saying, okay, you're cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
You know, that's what really bakes my noodle.
I drive through in my mother's neighborhood. I was just in Sarasota, Florida. In her neighborhood is what I presume to be a cop's house, where the three flags fly in a pole. The top is the American flag, beneath it is the Gadsden flag, and beneath that is the thin blue line flag. So you have you have the American flag, the don't tread on me.
That's a nasty sandwich right there.
Which is pretty obvious that it's the American government that will do the treading when it treads, and that it's the police that will come to do the treading when the treading is done. Like, it's sure just is. Amazing how these people can think this. But
and Mark, don't you just want to scream, pick one?
You're right. Pick any one of these things. I think you could safely fly the American flag and the thin blue line flag, that those go well together.
Some people have merged them together, and they actually have a American flag that's been sort of de-redized and is all blue, black, and I think white.
Yeah.
And so the stripes are like blue and black and then white stars.
I believe the Black Lives Matter have some Black Lives Matter movement has like the kick a brother to sleep flag. I'm not entirely sure what they call that, but it's something similar.
Is it really? Are you joking?
No, I mean, that's okay. Like, when did the thin blue line flag get merged with the American flag? And that was up the
within the last couple few years, I
right?
Think.
It was about the same time to of the Colin Kaepernick refusing to, you know, stand in the whole thing. The big fervor.
If you go to these people's pages, they're pretty open about the fact of who and what they are. They act like the internet isn't public for some reason, and nobody can see this, but.
Big Loaf, any other thoughts you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
No, sir. Y'all take it easy.
All right. Thanks for the call. Big Loaf there, and you can dial in here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. He was on our Discord on-air call-in line, and it sounds great.
Everybody
there sounds pretty great. Unless you've got some sort of upload going on that's killing your bandwidth, you'll sound pretty awesome.
And that's how it's done, too.
Yep.
Call in. Bring up the topic you want to talk about, and we'll do it.
So if you want to get in that Discord room, it's open for you right now. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. There is a web version of Discord, but there's also apps, which make it super easy to use. Apps for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, Linux, pretty much whatever operating system you're using. Get yours over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, we'll allow you to take control of the airwaves here anytime you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You're invited here if you want to join us. You may take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Still to come here this evening, of course, your calls about what you want. Also, Melanie's going to be telling us about some people apparently turning to Pornhub for uploading their non-pornographic videos. That's a surprise, but we'll see if we can learn more about that. We're also discussing what's going on in Venezuela with the latest desperate move by the Venezuelan government. No, we're not talking about the Petro at the moment, although I do want to get an update on what's going on with that malarkey. But this particular ridiculous economic plan is to just go right ahead and do the same thing they did, a dozen or so years ago, and completely revalue their currency by just basically lopping off three zeros from the end of it. Because right now, you can trade one U.S. dollar in the black market for around 235,000 Bolivar Fuerte, the so-called strong Bolivar, according to DollarToday.com.
That's a lot of junk money.
And once this new plan goes into effect, you'll be able to trade one U.S. dollar for 250, if you believe the government's plan. But, of course, the reality is the black market is going to revaluate the new Bolivar at exactly what it's worth. And I don't know for how long people are going to be fooled by this at all, or if anyone in Venezuela is going to be fooled by it. If they were fooled by it the first time, back when it was originally done under Hugo Chavez, are they going to be fooled by it again? You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Well, you don't really have to be fooled by it. It's just kind of a thing that happens.
Well, if you're fooled by it, you might, you know, you might actually, in your head, revalue the currency. If not, then the next day you go to the black market and it's still going to be $1,000 to $235,000. You know, where will it actually be?
So Venezuela could have learned its lesson. The government of Venezuela could choose to revaluate their currency at $1,000 to $235,000, and then just keep it there, as they say, dollarize their currency, and just keep it there by pulling currency in rather than creating more money by pulling it in and destroying it. And all you have to do that is basically, you know, it's a transaction online. We're not talking about burning bills here. They wouldn't do that. The bills are, you know, constructs of value, but most money isn't in the form of bills. Banks aren't holding on to big piles of cash.
That's
most
right.
Bank vaults are full of paperwork. They don't even have things in their vaults really much anymore. I was just listening to a teller say this. We don't even have money in our vault.
Really?
So they don't.
There's no reason for a bank to keep money in their vault.
Well, they've got some in there, but but yeah, it's not what you would expect. It's not like you see in the movies, I imagine. But so you've got the two proposals here that are being pitched to the Venezuelan people. One is from Nicolas Maduro, the president, who's presided over a precipitous decline in economic strength in the country. He's the one who wants to lop the zeros off. His opponent, who is running against him in elections that are set for May, which should be very interesting, because we've been following along with the sort of the political mess over in Venezuela here as well. Henri Falcon is the one who wants to do the dollarization of the Venezuelan economy, which he says would prevent the new printing of bills and instantly constraining inflation. Socialist Venezuela is going through a crisis that left people struggling to pay for food and find medicines. Prices are being influenced by a black market exchange rate that rises by the day and is currently five times the nearly inaccessible official rate. Now, they're giving you the second official rate. There's two different official rates. There's the 10-to-1 rate for the average person, and then there's the, what was it, the DIPRO, I think it was, D-I-P-R-O. I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong, but there's a special, like, production rate or industry rate, exchange rate.
I don't know.
Different. Anyway, that's what they're referring to when they talk about five times, because the actual rate is far more than five times higher. Let's see here. Customers are standing in hours-long lines at banks to take out a daily limit, which is set so low that it barely covers the price of a cup of coffee.
That's useful.
I mean, can you imagine even standing
in line to get a cup of coffee?
Right. Larger.
But if I think about a cup of coffee, I don't know what a cup of coffee is. That measure has become less and less useful as time goes by. Mm-hmm. I just bought a caramel latte at Panera yesterday. First time I've ever had one of these things. And
$6.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not coffee.
Okay.
But my delicious coffee-flavored beverage was $4.50.
Okay.
Before tax. So what's that, $5 for a cup of, if you want to call it that? I'm only saying this is the top end. You could top end a cup of coffee at somewhere around $5 or $6.
Yep.
You could bottom end it somewhere around, I'd say,
cents.
50 yeah. cents maybe is a yeah. very bottom end of what you would call a cup of coffee. So
I think it'd be hard to find a 50-cent cup of coffee.
I think you're better off using terminologies like loaf of bread, but that's not even, that in and of itself isn't even accurate. But you can get a loaf of bread for $1.99 at the store, you know, the sort of white wheat, honey wheat sliced bread thing.
Right.
You can, so that's, we could have come up with a better measure of what something's worth than a cup of coffee.
Larger transactions are done by bank card or transfer, although some vendors are charging double for electronic payments. I mean, after all, you have to pay the credit card company a certain portion of the fee, and you know, by the time you get done with the business of the day, the currency's probably devaluated some more by that time. So it's not easy. In fact, we also read a story recently that it's getting so crazy that they can't even put in the number of zeros they need into the credit card machines. So the credit card PIN pad machine that every business has was only designed to have however many zeros it was designed to have. You know, the average retailer isn't doing a $100,000 sale, right? That's not happening in most places that are using credit card machines.
Right.
But in Venezuela, 100,000, you know, a bolivar is less than a U.S. dollar. So it's regularly occurring that you've got six, seven, eight-digit sales happening at checkouts.
Yeah, surely somebody bought a lawnmower in the last month in Venezuela, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, even buying dinner, you're talking about if you could afford dinner, if you can afford to go eat out.
And lots of people are losing weight in Venezuela.
Yes, yes. But if there's some tourist in Venezuela who's actually eating at one of the restaurants that's still open.
If there's a tourist in Venezuela, they're a really horrible person. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Wait. Why are they a horrible person? I'd say they're brave as hell for going there.
You can be brave and horrible. Aren't mutually exclusive.
What makes them horrible, exactly?
Because they're going to, what, see the sights of people starving in the street? Like, this is not a vacation.
Well, they could be going to just see what socialism does. And
maybe they want
to
help the people that are there.
Spending a little money
beneficial. On vacation. You said on vacation.
Well,
or you said tourists.
We went to Acapulco, and I'm sure that the kind folks of Acapulco appreciated the few dollars that we spread around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ian's a cheapskate. He doesn't like to hand it out very much.
I am not.
Okay, but even Mexico doesn't have hyperinflation and people starving to death of the entire population.
I gave our cabbie $1,000 Mexican at the end of the day.
Pesos?
At the end of,
pesos, yeah. Or pesos?
Pesos.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like $60 tip, basically, or something like that at the time. So, anyway, going on here with the story, Maduro's redenomination plan was met with serious skepticism by critics and analysts who say that the impact on hyperinflation...
Hold on a second. 1,000 pesos is $60?
I think it was about that much at the time.
20 pesos is $1, so 200 is 10. So that's... Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That
it was a roundabout number that I had figured out.
I dropped
out the
zero in my brain. Excuse me.
So, anyway, going on here, the of course, critics and analysts are skeptical, saying the impact on hyperinflation would be minimal and that the plan would be confusing. All right, are you ready? By June 2nd, under Maduro's plan, new bolivars with lower denominations would be circulated, but old ones with denominations as high as 100,000 would remain valid. It would leave vendors charging two prices, one for the old bills, the other for the redenominated bolivar. So they must have found a new printer, Mark.
God.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll talk about some of the other plan aspects here in moments and why it's just not going to work and might make things worse. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Another terrible economic idea out of Venezuela, which the president says is going to save everybody. It's just knock some zeros off the old currency. We'll tell you more about exactly what they're planning on doing and why it's not going to work. Here in moments, of course, you can also bring up whatever is on your mind, and I do definitely want to let you know about Zencash. It is not just currency. It is also an encrypted messaging system, but the most important thing about Zencash is the zero knowledge anonymity that is built into it. It is great technology. In fact, they've got some of the best tech out there, not only the zero knowledge anonymity, but also they're working on the decentralized autonomous organizations to help govern the currency, which, of course, were very successful with other currencies like Dash. Zencash was created back in 2017, so it's still relatively new to the scene, but it was made by voluntarists, people that actually care about freedom. They love liberty. They understand economics. And you can read the white paper and see for yourself. They actually mention voluntarism right in there no less than half a dozen times. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about Zencash. With other over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency out there. So they've got it technically. They've got it economically. It's definitely worth looking at and considering. Go to Zencash.com as we continue here. So here's the plan. June 2nd. Now, again, Maduro is facing re-election. So if he fails for some reason, and we know what he did last time. He actually threw one of his opponents in a prison cell to try to stop him from running against him. So who knows what he's going to pull out against his current opponents this upcoming election.
Yeah, but he has no intention of stepping down from the presidency.
Certainly not. So we'll see how that goes in May. But if presuming he does get reelected somehow, like, for instance, by preventing his opponents from voting, that might be one way that he'll do it. But we'll see what happens. He is planning to implement this June 2nd. They'll print new bolivars, and it's yet to be answered whether or not they're going to rename the bolivar again, because, again, they did this a dozen or so years ago. They changed it from the bolivar to the bolivar fuerte, And, of course, people just refer to it as the Boulevard. So are they going to call it something different this time, like Boulevard,
the Boulevard Super Fuerte
Extremo or something like that? The denominations, according to the story here, Boulevards with lower denominations will be circulated, the new ones. Because, again, they're knocking three zeros off. But the old Boulevards with denominations as high as 100,000 Boulevards would remain valid. It would leave vendors charging two prices, one for old bills, the other for the redenominated Boulevard. Salaries would also be redenominated, so little would change in terms of buying power, which of course means you won't be able to buy Jack S, because right now I think the average salary is like $5 a month, essentially worth of Boulevard in Venezuela. And you can check me on that, but it was pretty dismal the last that I heard. Economists say simply chopping off zeros of the Boulevard notes is unlikely to halt hyperinflation, since the government would still be printing reams of cash. In addition, the forces that have sent prices soaring, including food and medical scarcities, would remain in place. Now remember, the scarcity of those things, I guess what you got to look at the way these journalists try to explain economics in this case.
Well, they don't know it.
Right, that's why it's problematic. Yeah, food and medicinal supplies are scarce, and certainly scarcity is going to send prices upward, no doubt about that. But the reason for the scarcity is because of the government's manipulations in the economy in the
yes.
first place. The reason why there's no medicine or food in a temperate, tropical climate like this, where food can easily be grown around, year round. The reason why is because of socialism and these socialist economic policies where the government is forcing people to accept a certain exchange rate when the actual exchange rate that the market is demanding is very, very different. And that essentially has resulted in it being impossible for anybody that wants to do business in Venezuela to actually do business, presuming they haven't already been forcibly taken over, nationalized by the government.
Right.
If they could still do their business, they can't, because ultimately all their suppliers want to get paid in dollars, and it's illegal to do that. And it's just
a socialist can't leave the economy alone, because the best way to handle an economy is to leave it alone, right? A socialist sees the economy and says, this isn't fair.
Mm.
And so they have to figure out how to make it fair. And that's
so
what's
no
going
eaten.
On
that's
there.
Fair.
Well, at this point, people far more people are equally poor.
Yep.
And, things have gotten pretty fair in Venezuela, except for the politicians. They're doing real well. And that's
Maduro's pretty chubby.
These are the results over and over again. And it's because people, I believe, have an innate, perverted sense of what is fair. That's our fundamental problem. So let me make my case here. Capuchin monkeys, they're given the opportunity to do some labor for treats, grapes, pieces of cucumber, that kind of thing.
Okay.
They have a preference of the grapes over the cucumbers. Two capuchin monkeys are given the same task. If you give one of them a grape and one of them a piece of cucumber and they can't see each other, everybody's happy. They continue to work. If you give them the grape and the cucumber in front of each other, the one who's getting the cucumber is very quickly slinging poop at you.
Yeah.
He's mad because the other one is getting a delicious grape and all he's getting is a piece of cucumber.
And they're asking them to do the same work.
Right. And I can see why people would feel that way about the same work. But what you have in the economy is people who are able to make more money and people who are not able to make as much money. I am not capable of making the kind of money that Bill Gates made. I'm just not that kind of economic superstar. I don't have that kind of drive to create that kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
I've created a pretty good one along with you here in the creation
of
Free Talk
Live. But I also wouldn't want to have the lack of free time that Bill Gates has either.
Yeah, sure.
So that's the trade-off. You can choose to found Microsoft, or you can choose to, work 40 hours a week.
Those are things that one chooses.
Free Talk Live isn't a business. It's an arm of the Shire Free Church. But at one time it was in the long distant past.
Yeah, and it was sold. And, it is great. Everything's working out fine. But all in all, I'm not that kind of superstar. But it doesn't make me envy Bill Gates. I'm not like, why, that guy, he's bad for having that money and stuff. No, it doesn't make me feel that way.
I hate Bill Gates for Windows 10, not because he's rich.
He probably wasn't involved in designing it. I mean, he's
I don't hate him for Windows 10 nearly as much as I hate him for Windows 8.
Oh, yeah. Kind of skipped by that one.
Sucked.
So, back to the story here from wherever it is, the Washington Post. So, again, chopping off the zeros, not going to be too helpful here. In fact, some Venezuelan business owners have already started eliminating three zeros from prices simply because they're too long to fit on the printed receipts. Jean-Paul Lindez, senior economist at the Caracas-based Ecoanalytica, says, quote, taking out three zeros doesn't in any way solve any of the causes of hyperinflation.
Nope.
It's just a cosmetic fix that won't work, unquote. Maduro's announcement is just his latest attempt to control runaway inflation. He has already launched a new cryptocurrency, the Petro, supposedly. So far, the last time we checked, you couldn't even get the Petro if you wanted to. Like, even if you wanted to give this government money, which you shouldn't do, you couldn't get it because their site was broken when they launched this thing. I think it was February 20th. So it's actually been more than a month since they officially launched the pre-ordering of the Petro. Because the original plan was not that the Petro would be available on launch, that a token would be sold to you on another cryptocurrency's blockchain, which originally it was supposed to be Ethereum, but then they changed it to, I think it was NEO or EOS, one of the other ones. They changed it to a different crypto, like, right before they launched. And then even if you wanted to go and get that, you couldn't because their site was so effing broken. You couldn't get through it without JavaScript errors popping up. It was impossible. No one could do it, even those who wanted to. So maybe they fixed that by now, but I don't know. We'll get an update.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, we'll get an update on what's going on with the Petro a little bit later on. President Trump, in an executive order, has already banned U.S. transactions in the Petro, which U.S. officials have dubbed a scam. Few see the Petro as a genuine solution, and Maduro's new redenomination plan appears to be a tactical admission that the government is seeking another answer. One thing's for certain, the debate on how to halt hyperinflation is at the center of a presidential election that opposition leaders have called a farce and have boycotted. But Falcon, a former ally of leftist firebrand Hugo Chavez, who before dying of cancer had handpicked Maduro, insists that he has a chance. The Yankee dollar, Falcon says, will help him win. Falcon's dollarization plan has appeared to hit a nerve with the country's impoverished people. We'll tell you a little more coming up here in moments. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A little more on the economics of Venezuela and, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Plus, Pornhub versus YouTube. Are people actually switching their uploads of non-pornographic videos to a porn site? I don't believe it. We'll find out more, though, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.